Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him. in those that hope in his mercy. Praise Yah the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He maketh peace in your borders and filleth you with the fineness of wheat. He sendeth forth his commandments upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scatters the hoar frost like ashes. And hoar frost is like frozen water, like, I would say, like snow or hail. He casts forth his ice like morsels, and morsels are like little small pieces. Who can stand before his cold? Not I. He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causes the wind to blow and the water to flow and the waters flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob. And that's us. We're scattered all over the United States and other countries. His statutes, let me start reading verse 19 again. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise you, the Lord. Amen. Sheep, S-H-E-E-P, if you don't understand how my word sheep comes out. We have read Psalms 147 in its entirety. Let's have a word of prayer. And sheep, of course, you know to say your prayer, whatever is in your heart. Take a minute or less and just pray along with me or say your prayer. Our Father in heaven, creator of all that is, thank you for your love, kindness, mercy, and all that you do for us. I hear this sound in my phone, and that's distracting me. And all the things that you do for us, Father, even if it hurts, thank you for giving me and all your sheep courage to do your will, no matter this discouragement put upon us or given to us. Bless you, Heavenly Father, for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you most of all for giving us sane, sound mind with excellent health. And secondly, most of all, thank you for restoration, for forgiving us and restoring us to the promise that we as a people are to be on this earth today. In Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourselves. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. The first, it's also the fourth commandment in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Exodus 20. You can also find it in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21 as well. You can find that in Genesis chapter 2, where God blessed the seventh day. And if you don't know what the seventh day is, it is a Saturday. And that's the day that God finished all his work. And he blessed the seventh day, called the Sabbath. And we are to observe the Sabbath day starting on Friday evening to Saturday evening. Now, last week, sheep, I mentioned to you all to let us fast that first, well, to start fasting this day, at least start fasting Friday, last evening, Friday until this evening, Saturday evening. I don't know if I made that clear or not. So let's start next Sabbath. That will be starting on the 15th of January. We'll start fasting if you can. Some people cannot fast, but if you can start fasting from next Friday evening to next Saturday evening, and we will praise the Lord and thank him for all that he will bring into our lives, the goodness and the restoration that he will give, and to protect our children from the killings and the murdering of the Edomites, or the Adumians, otherwise known as the white man, who have been given a false sense of authority. I don't know if they're afraid of us or what, but we have been under their control since we came into the United States. And it's not us black folk that they should worry about. They should worry about the others who are chopping their heads off or cutting their heads off. So I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And you longtime listeners to know that I appreciate you and I love you. You are to always have with you your pen, paper, and pencil to write down what references I may say. Nowadays, young folks, they have gone, they're technology savvy. They have grown to have little notebooks or I guess their computers, I don't know what they're called. And they will type in the information they have, and they'll tell you, oh, you so old. Come to what's happening now. I forget what they say. I think it's notebooks or tablets instead of saying pencil and paper. But I'm old school folk. I'm old school people. I do pencil and paper, and I do try to get on the computer as much as I can to read up on things. For instance, I've been trying to read up on King James because he had the insight to write this Bible to tell us, you know, who we are. And if you read it, you'll find out. And I'm wondering, why would King James do that? Being a white fellow. But then again, when you read about Queen Victoria, she was a black woman. That was a light-skinned black woman. So I'm thinking that there is some blackness, or was some blackness, in King James, in that allegedly he is from the tribe of Judah. And I know that it's us. We were sold into slavery. But you search out for yourself. I get off one subject to another, and I need to get into reading this Bible because of how fast I read. I'm not a fast reader. And let's start reading now. Turn your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 14. And let us start reading at verse 1. Okay? I'm trying to get my page. It's turned where I cannot read at the bottom. Okay, I'm here now. It's called, today's lesson is The Plot to Kill Jesus in Mark chapter 14. Let's start reading at verse 1. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread. Unleavened bread is a bread that does not have any yeast or anything in it that make it rise. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft, to take him, they're talking about Jesus. And by craft is like being sly or a secret plan or to sneak up on him and get him to put him to death. And see, these were his own people that they wanted to turn over to Pilate, the Idumean or the Edomite or the white man to kill. And that's exactly what they did. So they had their hand in it, his death as well. Let's read, we're at verse 2. But they said, not on the feast days, less means otherwise there will be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a leper is a person with a skin disease. And I saw on television where sometimes they may have it so bad that something on their body, one of their body parts may fall off, such as a finger or a nose or a hand or something of that sort. And I'm wondering why Jesus did not heal Simon the leper. As he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment. In that alabaster box, there was, let me just finish reading. It's in the alabaster box of ointment of spikenard. And spikenard is a perfume, very precious. And she break the box and poured it over his head. And there were some that had indignation. Indignation means resentment. They didn't like what the woman had done unto Jesus within themselves. And they said, why was this waste of ointment made? I don't know why my phone did that. Verse 5. For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence. And pence in those days were pennies, and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble you her? She has wrought. Wrought means that she has shapen or done a good work on me. For you have the poor with you always, and wheresoever you shall, wheresoever ye will, you may do them good, but me you have not always. And I should read that again because I want you to understand it as I do. And perhaps you do, because most of you black folk, no matter what they say about you, I find that you are, or we are, intelligent. More intelligent than what some people let on to be. And I find out and I understand now that they don't have a clear understanding of what the scriptures are And I'm talking about the Edomian or the Edomite or the white man. They are preachers, and I'm just listening to them, and they're talking, trying to justify Christmas. They don't understand that Jeremiah chapter 10 tells you when you cut down a tree from the forest and decorate it, that means Christmas, and you're not supposed to justify it or celebrate it. Let me read chapter 14, verse 6 again of Mark. And Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why trouble you her? She has wrought, and that means to shapen, a good work on me. For you have the poor with you always, and whensoever you will, you may do them good. But me, you have not always. She has done what she could. She is come aforehand, and aforehand means before, to anoint my body to the burying." He knows that he's going to be murdered, in fact, that same night. So if you want to know when Jesus was murdered, it was after the Passover meal. So that's when he was murdered. Verse 9, "Verily I say unto you, whensoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the world, throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." Memorial means a remembrance of her. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray him. The him is Jesus unto them. And when they heard it, they were glad. I'm reading in verse 11. And promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. The him is Jesus. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, well, on the first day of unleavened bread, that's when they killed him, where wilt you that we go and prepare you? Let me read this again. Verse 12. For the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, where will thou that, or where will you that we go and prepare that you mayest eat the Passover? And he sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them, go ye into the city, and there you shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him, and wheresoever he shall go in, say unto the good man of the house, the master said, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for the Passover. Oh, I was right to tell you that Jesus was murdered or killed on the Passover day. Verse 16, and his disciples went forth and came into the city and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. For the evening he cometh with the 12. So I'm thinking that those two made ready the Passover and went back to where Jesus was and joined them. And they came back in the evening, all 12 of them, plus Jesus, for the Passover. Let me read this verse 17 again. And the evening is come with the 12. Verse 18. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, verily, verily means surely or truly I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. And they began to be sorrowful and to say unto him, that is Jesus, one by one, is it I? And another said, is it I? And he answered and said unto them, it is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. And I'm thinking the dish. In that culture, they put their food on a big like platter, and they each took turns to dip in to get food. Verse 21. The Son of Man indeed goeth forth, as is written of him. But woe unto that man whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. And it's not like some preachers have said, well, he should have done it so that Jesus could go ahead and do what he had to do. But Jesus is saying that it was bad for that person, that it was good if that person should never have been born. Verse 22, and as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it and gave it to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. He's talking about the bread. And he took the cup, that he is Jesus, and said, when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. In the New Testament, we don't do the killing of any animals anymore, because Jesus shed his blood for that. You know, so we don't have to make any murder any animals to do a sacrifice unto our Lord God for sins. Verse 25, verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of this vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. Verse 26, and when they had sung an hymn, they went out unto the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said unto them, all you shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd. And Jesus saying, he is the shepherd, and all the sheep will be scattered. And that's true. No other nation in the world has been scattered like us Hebrew Israelite. And we are been so indoctrinated with the Edomites, or Esau's children, or I like to say kids, because I don't like to give them homage, with not knowing as who we are. And if we read this Bible, we will know that we are the Hebrew Israelites, the only people in this world that are. And those that say there are Israelites, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, as well as chapter 3, verse 9, it says they say they are the children of Hebrews or the Jews, but they are not. They are children of Satan. Now, let me read. I stopped off at verse 25. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more with you of the cup of this vine until the day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out unto the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said unto them, all you shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. You can find that in Zechariah, spelled Z-A-C-H, A-R-I-A-H, chapter 13, verse 7. Got it? If not, you can listen to this program again and get it from Blog Talk Radio, the Feed My Sheep show. Verse 28. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me thrice. Thrice means three times. But he spoke, that's Peter, but he spake the more vehemently, saying, if I should die with you, I will not deny you in any like, I will not deny you in any wise. Remember this verse 31, because he's going to deny Jesus three times. Likewise, also said they all. Verse 32, and they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he said unto his disciples, sit you here while I shall pray. And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed. And my other book said, deeply distressed, and said, and was very heavy, and said unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry means to wait, you hear, and watch. Verse 35, and he went forth a while and fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto you. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. The cup is his assignment to die for that night of all. Even Jesus sometimes did not want to do God's assignment. Verse 37, and he came, and he cometh, and findeth them asleep. And he said unto them, Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldst not thou watch 1 hour? Watch while you pray, lest, that means otherwise, you enter into temptation. But the spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Verse 39, and again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. And then he returned and found them asleep again, for their eyes were very heavy. Neither wist, W-I-S-T, means sense or insight, they what to answer him. Verse 41, and he cometh the third time and said unto them, sleep on, take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hand of sinners. Rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand. And immediately, while he was yet speaking, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and said unto him, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, come from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, whomever I shall kiss, that is the one. That saying is he. Take him and lead him away safely. And as soon as he had, let me read verse 45 again. And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him, that is to Jesus, and said, Master, Master, and kissed him. That is probably on his cheek. And they laid hands on him. The him is Jesus. And the they are the men that came from the chief priest and scribe's house to take him away. And they took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword. And that is one of them, that is one of the disciples, and smoked. Smoke means to hit hard, a servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Are you come out against me as a thief, with swords and with staves to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching you, and you take me not, but the scriptures must be fulfilled. And they all abandoned and fled. And they all are the disciples. They abandoned him. They forsook him. They left him and fled. Verse 51. And there followed him a certain man having a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young man fled and laid hold on him. Let me read that again, verse 51. And there followed him a certain young man having a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young man and the young men laid hand on him, and he took the linen. Let me read verse 52 again. And he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. I don't know why that is in there. Maybe he had come to Jesus to get healed, but he saw that Jesus was being taken away. Verse 53. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled, that means people had gathered together, all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him afar off, even into the palace of the high priest. And he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. So it must be cold. It must be in the winter time. Verse 55. And the chief priests and all the council sought witness against Jesus to put him to death, and found none, for many bear false witness against him, but the witness agreed not together. And there arose verse 57. And there arose certain and bear false witness against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy the temple that is made with hand, and within 3 days I will build another made without hand. But neither so did their witness agree together. Verse 60. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, Answer you nothing? What is it which these witness against thee? But he, meaning Jesus, held his peace and answered nothing, saying nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said unto him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. And this is why I tell you, sheep, to look up when you're praying, because Jesus is coming again, and he's coming from the clouds of heaven. Verse 63, then the high priest rent means to tear his clothes, and said, what need we any further witnesses? We have heard this blasphemy. We have heard the blasphemy, and blasphemy means to be offensive to God, say something offensive about God. And by Jesus saying that he is the son of the blessed, the high priest thinks that is blasphemy. And verse 64 says, what have we? It says, you have heard the blasphemy. What think you? And they all condemned him. Condemn means sentence him to be guilty of death. Verse 65. And they began to spit on him and to cover his face and to buffet him. Buffet means to strike him and to say unto him, prophesy. And the servants strike him with their open hands. And this is why Jesus said in verse 10, in chapter 10, verse 37, to James and John, his brother, you know not what you ask. And because they wanted to be like him as well, to sit on the right hand of the Father. But he said he couldn't do that. Verse 66, and as Peter was beneath in the palace, there came one of the maids of the high priest, and when she saw Peter warming his hands, warming himself, she looked upon him and said, aren't you also was with Jesus of Nazareth? But he denied, saying, that's the first denial. He said, I know not, neither understand I what you said. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. That means the cock crowed, so that was one. And the maid said to him again, it's verse 69, and the maid saw him and began to say to them that stood by, this is one of them, and he has denied it again. And a little after that, they that stood by said again to Peter, surely you are one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and your speech agrees here too. But he again cursed and began to say, I know not of whom you speak. And the second time, the cock crowed, and Peter called to mind the words that Jesus said unto him, before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me thrice, three times. And when Peter thought thereof, and when Peter thought thereon, he wept. Thank you, God. We finished reading Mark chapter 14 in its entirety. Let us have a closing word of prayer. Our Father, thank you for keeping the evil one away from us sheep, and for restoring us to our rightful power. In Jesus' name I pray this prayer. Amen. Sheep, remember to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And I will speak with you next Saturday if it's God's will.
pray.
S-O-N-D-R-A Harris.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Down. And I know he forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause his love and his wisdom will be our helping hand.